Are you a homeschooling parent juggling multiple responsibilities and wondering how to incorporate music education into your already jam-packed schedule? Look no further. The membership from Music in Our Homeschool is here to revolutionize the way you approach music education in your homeschool. Today, we're talking about how Music in Our Homeschool Plus makes music education possible for busy homeschool parents. If you are a homeschooler looking for ways to easily and affordably include a quality music education in your homeschool, you've come to the right place. This is the Music in Our Homeschool podcast. I'm Gina Mayo, homeschooling mom of eight and music teacher for over 30 years. Music education is an essential component of a well-rounded homeschool curriculum, but it can often feel overwhelming for busy homeschooling parents. That's where Music in Our Homeschool Plus comes in. Designed to be easy and convenient, Music in Our Homeschool Plus offers a comprehensive music education solution for homeschool families with kids of all ages. With Music in Our Homeschool Plus, achieving a music education in your homeschool is easier than you think. Whether you have preschoolers or high schoolers or any age in between, Music in Our Homeschool Plus has something for everyone. From curated monthly calendars of music lessons to live lessons taught by me, an experienced music educator. Music in Our Homeschool Plus takes the guesswork out of music education. One of the key features of Music in Our Homeschool Plus is the curated music lesson calendar of the month. Each day, homeschool parents and their children can simply click the link and watch a 15-minute music lesson covering composers, musical concepts, or compositions that relate to a particular holiday or special day of the month. This makes it easy to fit music education into your homeschool routine without the need for extensive planning or preparation, because there's no planning or prep needed at all. Do you need to do every single lesson? No. My goal is for you to average one lesson per week. Even that will bring you a huge amount of success, get you in the habit of including music education in your homeschool, and allow your children to begin to gain a knowledge of many composers, musical styles, and musical concepts. And it's fun for the kids to check off the circle each day for the lessons they did during the month. But that's not all. Music in Our Homeschool Plus also offers live lessons every month, taught by me. These live lessons cover a wide range of topics from composer studies to music theory. They provide an interactive learning experience as they're taught through Zoom and allows homeschool students to engage with the music in a meaningful way. Here are the lesson topics for the rest of 2024. In May, we'll learn about Mozart. June is Scott Joplin. In July, we'll talk about Frédéric Chopin. In August, we'll learn about Igor Stravinsky. In September, Clara Schumann. In October, we'll learn about Amy Beach. In November, the wonderful movie composer Hans Zimmer. And in December, Franz Liszt and his Christmas Tree Suite. If you'd like to check out one of the live lessons I did, you can see the Aaron Copeland live lesson replay in the link in the show notes or the description. A brand new feature of Music in Our Homeschool Plus membership, which is a music and fine arts membership for preschool through high school, is now I'm going to be teaching a brand new live art lesson every month. This is for the premium tier members, and our first four lessons will focus on acrylic painting. These are the fun four lessons that we'll do to start out. In May, it's called Don't Be Crabby, and it has a cute crab walking on the ocean floor surrounded by fish, starfish, and a sand dollar. June's painting is called Surfing Shark, and it features a shark on a surfboard in the ocean waves. In July, we'll paint Beach Buddy. It's a dog in sunglasses on the sunny beach. And in August, we'll paint a whimsical painting called Bold Butterfly that includes beautiful flowers and a gorgeous butterfly too. What ages are these art lessons for? Specifically, I'm going to be focusing on upper elementary through high school, but younger children will also be able to join in because the traceables that are included with the lessons can be used as coloring pages. And you don't have to use acrylic paints. Use whatever media you prefer. Washable paints, colored pencils, markers, crayons, chalk pastels, watercolors, whatever you want. Do you feel ill-prepared to teach music in your homeschool? Are you worried because you don't have any musical knowledge yourself? Well, fear not, because Music in Our Homeschool Plus helps with that too. It's designed for homeschool parents that don't have any musical background at all. With easy-to-follow lessons, you can teach music to your kids with confidence and learn alongside them as well. In addition, Music in Our Homeschool Plus offers a wide variety of courses for all ages, including music appreciation, beginning music theory, beginning recorder, beginning guitar, singing, and much more. There are two tiers of Music in Our Homeschool Plus to choose from. The basic tier includes the music calendar of the month, plus 7 of the top elementary Music in Our Homeschool courses. These are world music, American music, learn classical music with cartoons, intro to musicals, 15-minute music lessons, state songs of the 50 U.S. states, and music lessons for holidays and special days. Now, the premium tier includes all of the above that I just mentioned, as well as over 50 courses and resources, including Singing Made Easy, Guitar Time with Ben, and Recorder Time with Mr. Jerry. There are music theory courses, one for elementary students, and 2 different levels for teens. There's the live music lesson every month, the live art lesson every month, access to all replays of the live lessons, the Fine Arts Topic Masterclasses course for high school, and contests and special events. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So I would love to read a testimonial from one of the happy parents that has used our program. She says, "We are members of MIOH Plus and we love it. So many great resources included. We especially love and use the monthly calendar as part of our morning time together. The calendar contains such a fun variety of lessons that you can pick and choose from and even correlate with monthly events, holidays. So cool. For us, the daily lessons are short, sweet, and zero prep for me, which I love and need. LOL." Thank you, Gina Mayo. So if you've ever felt overwhelmed by the thought of adding music education to your homeschool curriculum, Music in Our Homeschool Plus may be the answer you've been looking for. With easy-to-follow, short lessons, no prep required, and even live music and art lessons taught by me, Music in Our Homeschool Plus makes it easy and convenient to include music education in your homeschooling routine. Are you ready to get started? Well, check out the link below this podcast episode or video and become a member today. Achieving a music education in your homeschool is easier than you think. So don't wait any longer. Join today and start making music a part of your homeschool journey tomorrow.